This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You can't be predictable. That's number one. You cannot be predictable that everybody knows what you're going to do.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
All right, psychos. You don't even have to be that smart.
You don't even have to be that smart.
I'm just saying, this is...
I'm in. Count me in.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Hey, did you get your walk in yesterday? No, I didn't have a snorkel.
For 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You should never use that kind of language in a public setting. That's all I can tell you.
Are you serious?
It's time for the Tri-City's number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm feeling it. I need somebody to carry this team.
I'm feeling
all
it.
I'm doing is driving a cart.
Yeah, he's a man-child, but he isn't fully developed.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, need a vehicle, thinkmidway.com.
I don't know enough. I just know that, you know, why would you mess with those guys, you know? He shows up every day biting. Who's tougher?
Well, that guy's about 6 years over his prime.
Get your resume dusted off.
The sand is falling out of Mr. Duda's shorts right now.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Good Tuesday. Doug Duda, Damon Day, back from our golfing adventure Friday at the Kearney High Booster Club.
Wow.
It was okay.
Left some strokes out there.
Well, there's a couple, yeah. Probably made a difference. I swear they just look at our car to determine which side to flight you off of. Every year.
I had got the pleasure to play a lot of golf the day before, and so I was really looking forward to, you know, coming out and firing a big number, you know, low number, and winning that dang thing. And after about three holes, I realized, you know what, we just don't have the magic today. I think it took us to our 18th hole to kind of really pull out a shot.
We didn't even really gag anything in, did we?
No, not till, I mean, late, that 60-foot putt. But
well,
by that time, Our tombstone on that effort had been already written.
That was the last hole, wasn't it?
That was the last hole.
Timmy.
So, what a great event, though. What a great event for Kearney High and the Booster Club. Well run. Great to see so many people in the community out supporting them. And Mr. Stein, and I got to see former Superintendent Maher there still supporting the Bearcats. And so I like that event. I think it's a good way to kind of kick off the school year. And now they're up and running, and it was a really good event.
I made one putt.
We didn't putt at all. I mean, we just didn't. I mean, you know, we made the ones.
How can you miss those two putts?
We made the putts you were supposed to.
It breaks, and then no, it doesn't.
When our best chance on number one is a 25-footer going down the hill, you're not really doing a lot with your wedge play.
Yeah, our wedges kind of were pooey there. But and then I'm sure that. Any time that you have one of those that's, you know, closest in the flag prize is closest in two or closest tee shot, anytime I sign it, somebody moves it and forgets to put it back. I'm sure that's exactly what happened.
Well, you did have that one on number four to within a couple feet. So I would like to know the individual who beat you on that one and who his witness is.
Five, by the way, just for those that played out there, the par three.
Okay, excuse me.
Yes. Yeah, it was a beauty.
It was.
The car hole. It was the car hole.
It was the car hole, and it had a beautiful trajectory, a beautiful ball flight.
It's a tough hole.
And nestled nicely there.
And I had to come up big. You guys weren't on the green.
No, we were all.
As the anchor.
Yeah, as the anchor. As the cleanup guy, you know, you need that guy to step up, and you did. And
I was getting ready for the weekend, you know, playing that British Open style of golf, you know.
Yep. For any of you who are wondering why we're kind of giggling about it, the ball got about
It was
a 6-inch off the ground.
I went to the dentist this morning.
Draw.
He said, and Shane goes, that was a nice shot you guys had on five. I said, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, beautiful. I think it had about 30 yards of draw and got about 6 inches off the ground. And
a little check
up at the end.
I will say, that in events in Kearney, I've never had a hole in one. Have you ever had a hole in one?
No. The closest I ever came was at a UNK event that if it would have went in, I wouldn't have won the truck.
Yeah.
As an employee of.
We had at the Blue Gold one year, And I know this will be boring for some, but we're having fun. A lot of football coming up. Want to let you know that because Damon Day is in today, we're going to go Purdue football today with maybe, I don't know if he is their best player, but he's one of the best. He's got a chance. I mean, when you're talking Purdue and one of the bottom two teams in the league, somebody that's got a chance to be all-conference, Frankie Williams, corner. We'll talk with him. We'll talk with Jeff Tomlin, the head football coach at Grand Island on our high school preview. And Mike Davis of the Nebraska Danger re-signs for 2016. And he's down with the Kansas City Chiefs, and we'll get to talk to him about what's going on there. I mean, yeah, all the players get to go and do things. How about the coaches? And I'll be honest, I wasn't sure. Coach Davis says he was coming back, but it's going to be, a way different-looking team next year. So we'll see if he already has some players committed and if that had anything to do with the decision. That's all coming up on the show. But probably in competition, the two closest shots, that was one this Friday. And then, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, when we played in the UNK Blue Gold, our team was over at the Kearney Country Club, and the last par three on the course, which is number 16, it was our second hole of the day. So the sun is still kind of in your eyes. I was inside a foot. Both of those were car holes. So if you're going to make a hole in one, you just won't make it on the car hole. But we had no idea where the ball was. We knew it was an okay shot. We looked up there, and it held up throughout the day for the UNK towel and water bottle, which I still use.
How upset would you be if you finally get a hole in one and all you win is like a golf outfit from Travis Matthew? Like, seriously, like, how bitter are you that you have this once in a lifetime shot and you get a pair of slacks?
No, hold on.
And a collared shirt.
To tell you the truth, the time you want to make the hole in one is a quiet day with you and three of your buddies. Because can you imagine making a hole in one during the UNK event or the Kearney High event? There's people there, and of course you're expected to provide beverages.
I wouldn't.
For the hole in one.
I would not. I'd start a new tradition where everyone would buy me a drink.
Nobody'd believe it. So, you know, yeah, you got that going. But can you imagine there would be 240 people at the reception or whatever afterwards, and Rich Broderson would probably make a big deal of it.
Oh, yeah, Rich.
Whoever made the hole in one.
Yeah, Rich would have that ability. But I think that
closest in one. The hole in one didn't win.
There's some unwritten rule somewhere that says that you can just walk away and balk at buying everybody a drink. Someone's done it before.
There's names for those people.
Yes. But I'd rather have that be called that name than have to give my wife the bill.
There's one in every crowd. I think they wrote a song about that. Royals keep on rolling, baby. Looked good last night. Johnny Cueto dishing it. And his best outing, I think, of the three so far with the Royals. Four-hitter, goes the distance, 4-0 win against the Detroit team that's struggling a little bit. I mean, they're arguing over the weekend and fighting in their own dugout. They've dealt a couple of their players, so it's tough. I think it's very tough when you're used to winning. This doesn't happen very often. Detroit would be one, Boston, the Yankees for a little while. But I don't know if the Yankees ever were just whoosh, all of a sudden and then quit winning. But I think it would be tough. Detroit's used to winning, being in the playoffs, and now they're on the opposite side of that. And they probably don't really know what to do over the next 6 weeks.
And I completely agree. I think Detroit's in one of those things. Dombrowski's gone. It's the end of an era. They're going to change over the roster. You know, so there's tons of teams out there that are in this same boat, that 6 weeks to go in the season and you're looking up at a big number, and you just feel like, I mean, you basically feel like with your GM leaving and you've gotten rid of everybody, you pretty much feel like you're just kind of playing for next year, and you're playing for your contract and your numbers so that you can win that arbitration case. But I find it even more – the thing that I find out as a huge baseball guy, everybody knows it, I'm a passionate baseball fan, I love baseball at all levels, is if you hear the national talk on ESPN, and obviously this is an ESPN radio station, mm-hmm. so you hear it beforehand, is – you have all these stars. You have Harper, Trout, you know, Jock Peterson, McCutcheon, all these great arms. And all they want to talk about is how baseball is not popular. You know, and I'm just trying, and I'm just sitting there listening to this conversation, and just as someone who does else follows it, what is ESPN's deal? I mean, I understand they've lost some of their major league contract to Fox and whatnot, but what is up with you know, Michelle Beatles on there today and some other guy I've never – just bashing how baseball's dying and that Bud Selig let it die. And if you look at the numbers and you look at the attendance, it's as big as any of them. Now, is it as popular as football? I don't know, because I couldn't really tell you how popular football really is.
because ESPN tells you how popular it is, and Mike tell you how popular it is, and they just ram it down your throat how popular it is. And I understand it's popular, but let's understand why it's popular. DraftKings has made it popular. Vegas has made it popular and fun. There's more housewives throwing 50 on it, 100 on it, and that's why football's big. Let's, you know, it's
fantasy
not
football's easier to play than fantasy baseball.
Well, exactly, but I just haven't figured out why you still can't get like the ESPNs on board of the world of what's great that's going on in baseball right now.
Especially right now, because look at the large market teams. The Yankees and Mets unexpectedly playing very well and either leading their division or at the top two of their division for most of this season. The Cubs are on fire. White Sox, not so much. The Dodgers and the Angels are towards the top or at the top of their divisions. So the biggest markets are having good years. So that feeds it. And then you've got your small market story like you always have. The Cardinals are doing what they do. The Royals have the best record in the American League. As you said, Pittsburgh has been hot here for a couple, 3 years. So it has all the storylines. I agree with you. I don't know where they're coming up with all of this. I think because the contracts in baseball are higher than any other sport, because they play more games, because there's supposedly more time invested, I guess, real in front of you, it's a long season. There's only 16 football games plus the four playoff, you know. And baseball's not like that. You can lose interest in baseball for weeks at a time, and then there it is.
I think that's what makes it great as a fan.
You can come back to it. Yeah. That's not the case with football. Believe you me, I don't want to watch 1 second of this crap that they're putting on ESPN television of camp, NFL camp. Not 1 second of it interests me. Nothing interests me. They're sitting there talking over a picture of the guys in their jersey and sweats. The Cowboys had their hats on, maybe their hats on backwards. I mean, there's no pat. Who cares?
There's a lot of who cares right now.
And then you try to tell me that baseball's not popular. Hey, but conversely, I can't sit there and watch the MLB network in the middle of the afternoon. I go to lunch and it's on. I'm going, God. These guys, I saw it again last night. These guys are at the ballpark at 1 in the afternoon doing a live update for a 7 p.m. game.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody cares. And the pre-game press conference, last night they showed Ned Yost. There he is. I mean, ESPN comes on with their nightly baseball. They do an hour of pregame of the whole league, and then at 7:10 or whatever it is, if it's a 7:10 game. And last night, you know, just one of the cutaways, there's Ned Yost sitting in the dugout with 8-10 reporters an hour before the game time doing interviews. What the hell for? What for? You can only use that for like, so now you can tweet it out? What are you going to tweet out? Tweet out that Lokane isn't in the starting lineup tonight. You need him to tell you that?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, there is that oversaturation of the market, but I always say that's what's great about all of this is you can turn it on and you can kind of turn it off, you know, but I look at it from the standpoint, like they were comparing it to the NBA and how D. Rose, it was still Chicago as a Bulls town, and I was like, have you been to Chicago this summer? Like, I just got back from there and you were there.
Yeah.
It is Cubs everywhere. Chris Bryant is everywhere. Sterling Castro everywhere. Addison Russell everywhere. Schraubauer just showed up and is everywhere. You can't go around Chicago without seeing Cubs stuff on billboards, on whatnot. I didn't even see a picture of D. Rose, not even in front of, you know, the United Center. They didn't even have stuff up because the circus was in town. And I literally mean the circus was in town type of thing. But, you know, it's like, why does everything have to come down to the comparison to football at the NFL level? I mean, like you're saying, I mean, and I guess that's where they've kind of put their eggs in that basket. If it's Monday night football now.
Just don't compare it to soccer, NASCAR, and other sports. I'm okay with football being the king.
Yeah, football is the king. And you know what? I enjoy watching some football on Saturdays, especially. I enjoy watching college football. But I just find that when they say that, baseball, you know, it's dead, I would say this is a golden age of baseball right now with the young talent that's coming up.
When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll jump into some football. What do you folks think? Give us a tweet. Give us an email. I think we're baseball fans. And again, you can be baseball fans right now because I'm guessing the majority of the people that listen to our radio show, like the Royals, the Cubs, the Cardinals, maybe there's some Rocky fans out there that
Gonzalez.
But, you know, for the majority of that, they're all playing well right now. You can shoot us a tweet at ESPN 1460 1550. Email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Mike Davis, the head coach of the Nebraska Danger, Frankie Williams from Purdue, and Jeff Tomlin, head coach at Grand Island, all coming up.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
If you got it, show it.
Get ready.
That's right, baby. TDLC Cruise Night 2015 is Friday, August 14th in Hampton. We challenge you Tri-City Street Rods, Living Legends, and Central Nebraska Auto Club to put your hot rod where your mouth is. On Main Street in Hampton, August 14th at 6 p.m. Sandwiches and drinks are provided. Family fun for everyone. Friday, August 14th at 6 p.m. on Main Street in Hampton. TDLC Cruise Night invites you out to show your shine. Cruise on into Hampton, August 14th.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, expect mostly sunny skies as high temperatures reach in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy conditions for tonight in 63. And still a good deal of sun Wednesday, high of 86. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now it's 73.
Doug and Daddy's show, with a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topic. We asked you yesterday after the Yankees were swept by the Blue Jays, is Toronto the favorites in the American League East? 67% said yes, 33% said no. I said no. Well, either way, I'd be right. The Yankees either win it and I'm right, or they lose and woo, it's even better.
Why do you hate the Yankees?
Hate them. Because I'm a Royals fan. Our question today, no, just hate them. Hate them. Like I said, the word hate is a strong word and you don't like to use it. There are, can't be five things in the whole world of my life. But if they never win another game, that's fine by me. That's truly the way I feel about the Yankees. Our question today, Midtown Mark Cooler question, do you agree with Floyd Mayweather's ranking of the top five boxers of all time? Floyd says he's number one, followed by Roberto Duran, Pernell Whitaker, Julio Cesar Chavez, and then Muhammad Ali. No mention of Mike Tyson. Yes, it's spot on. No, not even close. No, but it's about right. No. I got to go no. It's really isn't close. I have no problem with Floyd being on top, you know, there's no Joe Louis, there's no Sugar Ray Robinson or Leonard, no Rocky Marciano. So, you?
I think Floyd Mayweather is an idiot, and I don't even know why we would care that he's got a list.
Ronda Rousey just said in an interview that she would beat Floyd Mayweather in a no-holds-bar, no-rules fight. Not boxing, and not necessarily MMA, but if they just threw him in a cage and anything went, she said she'd beat him.
She's bigger than him, isn't she?
I think if she
Floyd
got him,
Mayweather's not big.
If she got him down, there you go. Let's move on here because our man Mike Davis's time is short because he's down at Kansas City Chief Camp, but yesterday made official that he has signed on for another year with the Nebraska Danger. Coach, good morning, congratulations, and I'm not going to say welcome back. Thanks for staying.
Oh, thanks for having me. Anytime.
I have to start off with a couple things here, and then I want to know why you're down there at Chiefs camp. How much do you already know about your team next year as far as players coming back, and how much did that weigh into your decision?
There's a lot of guys that want to come back. Sometimes we're evaluating some guys right now and just making sure that the foundation is right. You know, we had some key veterans leaving and retiring, so we got to do something to try to win the championship.
Was there ever any thought in your mind that this was going to be the last year? I know that all the players have options and opportunities, and we've talked about it before, but when we finished up the season and you said that, yeah, we're probably going to have a lot of turnover this year, we weren't sure if that included you.
No, I'm content in Grand Island. Obviously, I love being a coach there. Charlie and the owners have been fantastic to me. The community has been great. So, the only time I'm leaving is if I get something that lands me outdoors. Until that time comes across, then I'm happy to try to win a championship there in Nebraska.
They also say that General Manager Mike McCoy is going to move on. He's already been doing stuff with the IFL. How will that impact you and the team?
Not very much. I mean, obviously, I'll just take over a little bit more of our travel duties, travel itineraries. But besides that, it's pretty much same song and dance for myself.
Mike brought you to Grand Island. What about what he was able to do with the Danger?
I mean, he's fantastic. He's probably one of the best GMs in the business, if not the best. And he knows how to get teams off the ground and running and stable. And that's what he's been doing for 20 some years, I think. And so, he wants to get into the coach, to the more of the administrative league growth stuff, and kind of gives him more time with his grandkids and stuff like that. So he's going to be great at it.
Got a couple of minutes here with Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger, only one that we've known as they get ready for their sixth year. They've been in the championship game the last 3 years as the runner-up, though, and as Coach said, there's only one more step to take. And you mentioned when we finished up the season a couple of days after this year's championship that you were already looking for next year. You'd already been scouting. I don't know that you can tell us any names, but any foundation for next year already that you found?
It'll be out here in the next probably week or so. I mean, obviously we got a couple guys coming back, young receiver Marquell Wade, Wayman James is re-signed. Those are the couple big pieces on offense. Still waiting on a couple of the major pieces, but like I said, that should be finalized here in the next week or so.
Is there any can I throw out, is Jameel and Pig, are those two of the guys you're waiting on, or are they
Pig is done. Okay. Pig is officially retired. He took a job back at his hometown high school in Adel, Georgia. So Pig is officially retired. So I'm moving on from that chapter, and he's moving on from that chapter of football in his life also. So Jameel is still up in the air. It doesn't look like he's going to continue playing here. So it's sometimes you just have to, take what life throws you and kind of move on with it and let guys go other places or whether he retires or whatnot. We're still talking about it. So, anything can happen. But as of right now, I think he's done.
Any of the boys playing in Canada? I haven't really kept tabs on them.
No. It looks like Wayman may be going up there in a week or two. I know their third string quarterback just got banged up. I talked to actually Coach Jones from Edmonton on Sunday, and if that guy doesn't come back, then they're looking at bringing Jameel up. But besides that, no, nobody else is still up there.
Nebraska Danger Coach Mike Davis with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, before we let you go, you're down there with the Chiefs. What's going on?
Just coming down to mingle. I know some coaches down here. Coach that one of the offensive line coach Eugene Chung actually played at Virginia Tech, and Coach Levy, one of my D-line coach, was actually. It's from down here, and one of his good friends is a scout down here. So just mingling, looking at some guys. They're about to make some cuts and just kind of seeing if there's anybody that I'm interested in and things like that.
Is Coach Beamer on the hot seat at Tech? Is that possible?
No comment. I don't know. No, honestly, I think it's everybody has their time. I think that this year, they have a chance to be really good, and I think he wants to go out on top. But hot seat's a tough word.
No, good.
There are a lot of coaches on the hot seat this year. I'd definitely be willing to say, but I don't know if he's one of them.
I just think in this day and age, there are changes, just like at Nebraska last year, where they just say it's time for freshness. It's not that you're doing horrible and you're definitely not doing great. And he's the longest tenured coach right now in college football. So hopefully they continue to play well. Mike, hey, we'll let you get back to work and keep hitting them straight when you're not working.
It's about time to hit them straight a little more often right now. So we'll try to do that.
All right, buddy. Congrats and thanks. Thanks for the time. Look forward to working with you again next year.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
That's Mike Davis. Good guy. Good coach. And the Danger will have him back. It'll be interesting to see the type of team
that
they put
together.
Been to
many Danger football games?
No. No.
I'd be interested to see how like it translates. You know, does a guy that's like, you know, their quarterback tool, right?
No. Yeah.
You know, how does that translate to outdoor games? I know it's smaller field. I'm sure that some of the things are very similar, but there's also a lot of things that I guess I would just be interested to see as just a casual person who's never seen a game. How much does that really translate? Like, do you know, if you're a good O-lineman outdoors, are you good indoors? It's kind of a funky, you know, like if you're a good wide receiver outdoors, or does that mean
you? You could have asked him.
Well, you,
I think definitely what I heard from all the way back in the Tri-City Diesel days to the Danger days to Omaha Beef and what they played in Lincoln, and even with some of the guys that had the tryouts or got cut and came back and played maybe some indoor football, whatever. I keep hearing you want to get some tape. You want to be on tape. You need tape to show the Canadian Football League or the NFL. You need as recent of tape as you can, because they don't have all day to come look at you or for you to work out in front of them, because they can put that tape on when they're in the office or wherever they're working, and they can go, hey, this guy's interesting. I'll pursue this a little bit. And it's fair. I keep hearing that time and time again. Why would somebody come play indoor football for a 500 team for the last 4 weeks to play, not for the money, but to get some workout on tape for a competition?
Okay.
888-455-ESPN. That is our Kearney Chicken Coop fan line. When we come back, we're going to get into our high school football preview. Jeff Tomlin will join us from Grand Island Senior High. Folks, don't forget the 2015 harvest is fast approaching. Act now and take advantage of T&L Irrigation Company's harvest special pricing. Save $9,000 on a quarter-mile pivot and experience why T&L Irrigation Systems are like no other. Contact T&L or visit them online at TLIRR.com. Some of your local T&L dealers are Kyle Stewart at R&K Irrigation in Grand Island and Derek Wagner at Wagner Irrigation in Holdridge. T&L Irrigation Systems like no other.
The reality of today's real estate market is that there are more buyers than listings. Preparation plus the resources afforded by OneRocky.com can put you in the home you want, while delaying could cost you both dollars and the home you want. OneRocky.com, the right website. OneRocky.com, the right smartphone app. Rocky Geyser, the right real estate agent.
This is Rocky Geyser. If you're not on OneRocky.com, you're not on the right website.
If you care, call Rocky Geyser, because he does. OneRocky.com.
Rack Some Clay is August 15th at the Heartland Shooting Park. Hornaday Manufacturing is the presenting sponsor for the 23rd annual Platte River Charity Shoot, benefiting Goodwill and the services they provide to people living with disabilities or barriers to working and living independently. There's something for everyone with youth, adult, individual, and team competitions. Scholarships awarded to winners of the youth division. Platte River Charity Shoot is sponsored by Rasmussen & Associates, Five Points Bank, and Hornaday Manufacturing. Sign up today at goodwillne.org.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses,
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
While dreams of sugar plums dance in some little heads, does your child dream of combines and cornfields instead? CHS AgriService Center wants to be the company that helps you make those dreams come true. Family farms are passed down from generation to generation, and CHS has prided themselves in being here in the communities, the schools, and on the farm, helping you make those dreams come true. CHS AgriService Center, people and resources you can count on always, and always here at chsagra.com.
Oh no, my pop went everywhere.
You know what doesn't explode when you open it?
What?
Water. You know what isn't full of empty calories and sugar?
No. What?
Water. You know the best way to hydrate?
Water?
Exactly. When you're feeling tired in the middle of the day, you don't need a sugar rush to wake up. You're probably just dehydrated. Water is the answer. Rethink your drink and choose water.
This message was brought to you by Activate Buffalo County and Buffalo County Community Partners.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, GMC Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and starting today. Today, the Chevy Summer Bonus Tag Event runs through the rest of the month. Find your tag and choose your deal. Get 0% APR, an additional $1,000 purchase cash, or an additional $500 lease bonus cash on select vehicles. Choose the deal that fits your needs. Talk with your Midway Auto representative about what fits into your payment schedule and exactly what you need. There are so many great items to choose from. The 72-hour event just wrapped up at Midway with great deals on a variety of Chevrolet vehicles. So now the Chevy Summer Bonus Tag Event is taking over. Your Midway Auto dealership, including the Midway Auto Outlet, their newest location on South Central Avenue in Kearney. It's all right there. And think Midway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Coming up, we've got Big Ten football talk with Frankie Williams of Purdue. And we'll run down Mike Tomlin, the head football coach at Grand Island, as they're going through their meetings. School starts tomorrow for some schools, a lot more on Thursday, and everybody will be going by the middle of next week. Your youngsters, Bubba, ready to go?
Emma.
They both ready to go?
Emma goes off to school this year, so yeah, pretty pumped for her. She's really excited.
Is that okay?
No. Dad's struggling with his little angel, his little girl. She's getting big fast. It flies.
Oh.
It flies. I mean, everyone told me that. Oh, don't blink. Yeah. Yeah. So, no. Ready to go, though. Ready to get everybody back into school, get back in the swing of the normal and see.
Okay. It's good.
Excited for Kearney High volleyball.
Yeah, how's she feeling?
Good. Good. I'm excited for her. I really am. For any of you guys who don't know, my wife is also the high school volleyball coach at Kearney High, and this is her first season, so I'm excited for her. I know she's a great coach. I mean, I knew when we first met, she was the head volleyball coach at Millard South, and then she was also the head women's basketball coach at Millard South, same seasons. So you know, we kind of met, and she was a coach for a couple of years while we were dating, and then when we moved out here, we had a family. So I'm glad she's back at it. I'm really excited.
And then
for
you
her.
Ruined her life.
And yes, I actually think someone once told her that you're making a huge mistake and ruining your life by moving to Kearney. So obviously, that person, good for him.
Oh, Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, my co-host today. Unfortunately, Tervell Delagnev, one of the top wrestlers UNK has ever had in all the world championships and competing in the Olympics and a variety of things, is not going to be able to go to the world championships next month in Las Vegas. He's qualified for them, but will not be able to participate due to injury. He sent out a Facebook and a text and a Twitter and all that stuff yesterday, saying thank you for all the support. It has been a tough year dealing with injury. I want to apologize to everyone who made plans to come watch me at the World Championships. I pushed as far as I could, but God had other plans. Praise the Lord, because this has to be the best thing for me. Don't know how, but I do know God and that He has my life secured. Lord willing, I'll be back better than ever. So Tervell Delagnev out. A couple of Huskers will be, and another Loper and Martinez will be wrestling in World Championships next month in Las Vegas. Just not Tervell.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's tough. I mean, you have such a short window to be at that level of I mean, he's at the top of his sport, and you know, when you go down for an injury for any extended period of time in any sport that you play, it's very, very tough. But especially in a sport where, you know, the windows are very short. You got a short time frame. You never hear of, you know, 18th year in wrestling type of thing. And so, I remember watching him work out. And, I mean, I have the utmost respect for wrestlers and his just work ethic. I'm sure he's going to be back on top real soon.
Let's do our Big Ten chat today, brought to you by the Kearney Chicken Coop, home of hot wings and cold beer. A lot of places say they are a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. We're catching up with one of the best defensive backs in the Big Ten Conference, in Frankie Williams out of Purdue, and he has played almost every game in his entire career for the Boilermakers. And one more to get to that next level, Frankie. How about going into this senior year? We've seen a little bit of improvement, a little bit of improvement, a little bit of improvement. Where is that coming from, and how do you guys get better this year?
I think we'll get better by listening to our coaches, doing exactly what they say and how they say it, believing in one another, trusting in one another, and competing.
Was there anything in your career that you did kind of maybe take a step by step, year by year, that was different each year of your career, or something that was in the off season you focused on, whether it was the weight room, whether it was film, maybe a variety of other things? Can you take us what was different year by year, at least so far in your career?
I mean, I think I've learned a lot off of just trial and error. I reached out to guys who were here before me to help me out as far as understanding the game and what are they doing now to develop the understanding of offenses and what they like to do, understanding concepts. Like now I understand concepts very well. But each year I think it just increased my focus and my attention to detail. And one thing I'm taking until my senior year is just to be emotionally intelligent. Don't get emotionally involved in things that are out of my control. Control what I can control. Lead by example and play fast and be decisive.
How tough was it 2 years ago compared to maybe the progress that you guys made last year?
It was tough. 2 years ago, that was a real, real, real long season. I mean, I think it all came in together, like filling each other out with the coaching staff, filling players out because they just act different with different coaches, just with understanding and how new coaches' philosophies come in, and us together gaining that trust with each other, and that year was just real bad for us.
We're talking with Frankie Williams, outstanding defensive back from Purdue. What's been the best moment so far for you with one more year to go?
This offseason. This offseason was it was tough, and just as an older guy, seeing and all the young guys embrace it and not complain about it and understand this is about the process of how you win. And, I mean, that's what you want to see as a senior, young guys giving it their all, knowing that, you know, saying they have years to come and this is your last year and they're giving you all their effort.
You're more than a corner. You like to return a kick from time to time. Is that more enjoyable? You enjoy them both the same? They have a little bit difference to them, obviously.
Yeah, they have a little different feeling. I mean, as defense, it's like I feel like you can impact and get the guys going differently on defense than you can on special teams. Like obviously, you get an interception or a big hit, they'll respond differently from a punt return for 20 yards. But what we're working on now is getting those PBUs to interceptions, those interceptions to touchdowns, those 20-yard returns, those got to be touchdowns.
For all the listeners, that PBU is pass breakup. So just to let them know out there. And Frankie, you've had a couple cracks at Nebraska. Nebraska's going to come in on Halloween, as if that's not scary enough. What should folks back home here in Nebraska know about Purdue football, talent-wise, and a couple of names that are emerging that you've seen here in spring and summer?
I think they know everything that they have to know. We're another Big Ten team. Anything can happen on any given Saturday. We're working hard, they're working hard, and it'll be a great competition.
You've got one more time through the Big Ten. What are you looking forward to? When you leave and graduate and move on, what do you want to say that you accomplished at Purdue?
I want to say I was a winner.
What will it take for that? What will deem you a winner? Is it more than wins and losses, or are there other things?
Oh, no, it's no gray area with me. Straight wins or losses.
Frankie Williams, defensive back for Purdue. Appreciate you giving us a couple of minutes, and we'll see you on Halloween. Good luck.
Yep, see you then.
That was one of the better answers of all of Media Days. What do you want to be remembered as? What a winner. And Purdue has went from, you know, nothing to 1-3, and he's got to get to a bowl game. And still, anytime you lose, it's hard to say, I know we're not good.
It's got to be tough for those teams that are in the bottom half to have their guys, you know, because you don't want to be like, well, we're here to win a conference championship, because then everybody just looks at you like,
yeah,
you know.
You can say it. We know it's not realistic. But, hey, Auburn won a national championship at 500-1, too, so what are you going to do? Our Big Ten chat today brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island, serving the Catholic families of central and western Nebraska, and Garrett Tires and Treads, celebrating 50 years of service with the Garrett Guarantee. We're getting him away from meetings, I hope. Jeff Tomlin, the head football coach at Grand Island, ready to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as part of our high school preview opening night, August the 28th. And Coach joins us, Doug Duda, Damon Day. Did we get you out of meetings, Coach?
Yes, you did. I appreciate it. I'm very much indebted to you both.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys have been fun to watch for quite a while here, and when you go 10-2 back-to-back, sometimes you kind of expect to clean house a little bit. Not necessarily clean house, but restock, and you still have a lot of guys coming back. Did you overachieve a little bit last year? I knew that if I recall our conversation at the beginning of the year, you were talking kind of like Kearney was this year. We've got a lot of new faces. We think we've got talent. We just have to see if it works out on the field.
Yeah, you know, I think we did. I think you can attribute a lot of different things. You know, maybe it's because we stayed for the most part pretty injury-free. I think that was a big factor. And then that was probably a core of the six best senior leaders I've ever had in 29 years of coaching. I mean, they were phenomenal in every way. Upstanding character, you know, competitive, just anything you would ideally want in a senior captain or leader, they had it, spades. And so I think that was a big thing. They lifted everybody up. Even guys that maybe didn't have the physical ability got lifted up to their level. Now, this year it'll be a big challenge to our seniors. Can you even come close to matching them as far as leadership? I think we've got probably enough ability to be pretty good physically, but can we lead? Can we do the intangible things? Because that's how you really win.
Coach Damon Day here, and obviously you graduated a great quarterback last year in Pierce Allman, and you know, you've been quoted as saying it's kind of a three-horse race. Has that kind of started to really shake itself out, or is there still a long way to go before you're going to name that starting quarterback?
Well, I think it's kind of shaking itself out a little bit, because our kids work pretty hard in the summer, just like, you know, kids all over the state do, preparing for the high school football season. But Trey Kissick is the odds on guy that we're banking on now, and he's had a tremendous summer. Tyler Kress has had a tremendous summer. Levi Eric has had a tremendous summer. All three of them have worked really, really hard, all of our quarterbacks. But Trey has the most experience, and even though it's not a lot of varsity snaps, he's been in our system and knows it the best and has seemed to improve the most.
Talking with Jeff Tomlin, Grand Island head football coach, because of the, I'll call it, situation with Trey Kisick and baseball over the summer, did that allow him more time to concentrate on football?
Well, he did. You know, Trey was, he was going to be hard to keep out of here anyway, because he's an incredible worker. So it really, it might have opened up a couple more opportunities for him to be at some 7-on-7 stuff or that type of thing that he might not have been at. But Trey would have been at most of the football work anyway. Just like you said, he's a good leader and he's got a great work ethic. But, you know, that was an unfortunate deal. And because I like to see kids be multi-sport as much as possible because we only have a chance to play so long. And but he ended up training like a champ.
Jeff, what about as we know, you got a lot of line on both sides, so that's always, coaches always say that's where we need to start, and we'll fill in around that. But what about running back, wide receiver? How's that looking for the Islanders?
Well, we're pretty deep at wide receiver. I like our experience returning. We feel good there. We feel good with our tight end situation. Running back, we like our kids we have returning at running back. There's just not many of them. And so we don't have as deep a stable at running back as we like, but we have 3 or 4 kids that we think we can depend on and can play an excellent role for us there. And Aiden Redwine being the front runner there, and Chris Doty, the senior returning, is going to be very, very solid for us. George Oxford, Reed Bednar, junior, coming in. Probably David Garcia, probably those 4 or 5 guys will be counting on there. And I love their efforts so far. We're just going to see how well they perform game time.
Bob Jensen has you picked second in the A4 district behind Omaha Westside, who struggled last year but has, like, more starters back than you can put on the field. What's your early thoughts on the district?
That's going to be very competitive. I told our kids, I think our district, for the most part, was young last year, all the way across the board. Most were junior dominated. And we were, for the most part, too, even though we had the core of 6 or 7 great seniors, we pretty much started more juniors, actually, than seniors. So, but everybody was in that boat, so everybody's going to be better. You know, we expect Burke to be very good. Same, obviously, West Side's going to be top shelf. Millard South's going to be excellent. Fremont's going to be much improved. Columbus is a returning playoff team. So it's going to be a dogfight in our district, and our non-district schedule is very tough, too. And really, in Nebraska, practically every game's a district game. If you really want to get right down to it, you want to have a chance for playoffs, those non-district games are critical for your points anyway. So got to kind of treat them all like district games.
Coach, always when you have a lot of success, your special teams are doing the things that are necessary for them to do. Will they be a strength for you this season?
We should be a strength, yes. We return our punter, Brendan Barnes, and he'll start 2 ways for us. He's an excellent player for us last year. We return all our kickers, which is a luxury because they were all underclassmen last year, and they've improved quite a bit. I guess the only thing we're not returning, we're returning our punt returners and our kick returners for the most part, is just finding consistent snappers. And that's, you know, as you know, that can make or break you. Can be the difference between a point here and a point there, and that can be the difference in a ball game. So we have 4 kids we're working very hard with now to see, and that's a wide open race right now as far as our deep snappers.
Last minute here with Jeff Tomlin, or we can talk another hour. I don't know if he wants to go back to meetings, but he probably wants to go to lunch from Grand Island. You'll open with Kearney. We'll ask you about that probably here in a moment. But most of the time, coaches never get the opportunity to kind of look back until it's all done, until they retire or move on to another school. And you have, in going into your 13th year at Grand Island, have built this program and made the state semifinals the last 2 years, and the state champion was the one that knocked you out. Can you have you had a chance to look back and go, man, I like where we're at? Have you had a chance to think about the last 3-4 years?
Well, it's been awful fun. I've had an opportunity to coach some great kids and work with some great coaches. I've been blessed here with very good support. I've been blessed to be a part of some excellent staff, and they've propped me up. I would put our staff up against anybody as far as how hard they work, and we have pretty good continuity. We have very little turnover in our staff. And that's been a source of pride. But really, you get so caught up into building the next team. And that's the funnest part to me of coaching, is how can we put the pieces of this team together and try to get them to overachieve past what their ceiling is, that I really don't look back too much. And maybe I'll reflect on it sometime, but really haven't got a chance. But I'm grateful to have another chance to coach this year, and hopefully a number of 4 years in it, and because I still love it a lot.
And Jeff, when do you start paying attention to that first opponent, which of course again this year is Kearney?
Well, we'll start maybe a little bit next week. This first week's just so much getting to know where the kids fit and where they fit in your scheme, and so much about perfecting your own scheme. And then working in general against a wide variety of stuff and lining up against all kinds of different formations of motion that we won't really get specific to Kearney. Obviously, incredibly well-coached team, excellent program. They're going to have very good players. So we know we're going to have our work cut out for us, our whole schedule, and that starts week one for us. So probably a little bit mid to late next week, and then obviously the whole week leading up.
And, of course, I could make up this and say, hey, this is an email or a text or a tweet from somebody in Grand Island, but can you get to Memorial Stadium? I mean, the kids have been so close. I know how tough that is when you have such a great season and it comes to an end one step short.
Well, I think definitely. I mean, I think our kids have the capability. There's a lot of things, and I guess I've always been this way. I'm a day-by-day guy. I plan well ahead, but I just try to win the day. And I'm trying to get our kids to focus more that way, too, not so much on the outcomes, but on the process of winning day-by-day, because that's the only thing you can control. There's a lot of things that are out of your control on whether or not you win a championship. There's a lot of things that are, but there's a certain amount of factors that aren't, like unforeseeable injuries, and our depth isn't great, and we've never had great depth, but this year's no exception. Our depth isn't great. So if we can stay healthy, I think we'll be able to, trade blows with anybody, and the possibility is definitely there.
Well, Jeff, we'll talk with you throughout the season. Looks like you got a great group again, so best of luck.
Thank you very much for having me.
Jeff Tomlin. You bet. Jeff Tomlin, Grand Island coach on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. We'll take a quick break. Be back with a few more comments. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Plan now to attend the 32nd Annual Platte Valley Antique and Collector Show. This show will be held at the Crystal Lake Recreation Area in Ayer, Nebraska, on August 14th, 15th, and 16th. Enjoy the tractor drive on the 14th, tractor pulls on both Saturday and Sunday, flea market, fun kid games, parades, and more. Improved live music, dance to Smokey Bee and the XYZs on Saturday at 6 p.m. Gates open at 7 a.m. each day. Admission is $5 for both days, and children 10 and under are free. For more information, log on to pvama.org.
I call Kearney Crete and Block for all my landscaping bricks and paver.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do an outdoor kitchen, fire pit, and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Attention seniors looking for luxurious apartment living at an affordable rate? Look no further. Hastings Village has newly renovated apartments for rent. Come to our open house on Thursday, August 13th between 4:30 and 6:30 p.m. Tour our 1 and 2 bedroom apartments, which feature open floor plans, spacious kitchens, and lots of storage. Utilities are included in the rent. Modern day luxury and maintenance free living awaits you Visit the Village on August 13th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. and see senior living in a whole new light.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Getting ready for lunch? Try the Kearney Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill. No one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. One of the reasons, their flame-broiled buffalo wings cooked over an open flame with one of their homemade sauces seared on. Of course, you get to choose your favorite, giving it a one-of-a-kind flavor. Don't forget the new mango habanero to choose from. They offer home-style pizzas, burgers, salads, quesadillas, and many, many other items. And, of course, appetizer specials every weekday afternoon at the Kearney Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill in downtown Kearney.
Are you a barbecuer? Like, do you like the bar? I mean, everybody, I'm sure you like the grill. But, like, do you like the barbecue?
I'm not much of a chef in any way.
Do you have, like, one meal that you're good at? Like, what's a Doug Duda go-to move?
I can make BLTs.
Hey! You know, that's a tough one to make sometimes.
I can grill a steak or a burger.
Okay.
I can make a couple casseroles.
What casseroles can you make?
Like a tater tot casserole.
Oh, okay.
You know, you just thaw some hamburger, throw some tots and peas in there, a little cream of something soup. And
can you make cornbread?
No. I can't bake. I haven't probably baked anything in my life.
I like the cornbread with the corn in it. Have you ever had that type of cornbread?
Yeah, it's different.
Where it's actually got the corn kernels in it?
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
Isn't that a down south thing? Where'd you get that?
I don't know. I always joke.
So what's the deal with barbecue? All I know about barbecue, and now that this is totally off, now that you bring that up, Spencer Schubert gets called to the homeland to judge a barbecue contest over the weekend. God's country. Then he puts it on the air to just tease us. Just shows us all the good barbecue up in Old America. So there you go.
Have you ever been a judge for a barbecue contest?
I've been a judge in a chili cook-off.
I don't
think I've been a judge for like a barbecue thingy. I suppose they looked at me and figured I couldn't eat that much. I don't know. You're not supposed to eat. They just a little nibble here, a little nibble there. It's to everybody's taste. I would think that's why it's so hard to judge things. I suppose, everybody thought that one was good. Okay, so they're the winner. But, I mean, every individual has their own taste, and everybody – I mean – crap food, do you? It's usually pretty good food.
See, that's what I think. I'd be like, they were all good, but this one stunk. Like, I could pick out the crappy one.
Who was seventh? Yeah. Boom.
We know who's no good at all because I just, but every, I know. I was just wondering. I didn't know if you were a barbecue connoisseur. I actually, I was wondering with all the barbecues that are going on right now, if you've been a judge or whatnot.
No. Also, I wish you would have been here yesterday, and you got to go back and listen to the podcast because Coach Harper at Hastings was on fire.
Oh, did he have him?
Oh, he had good stuff.
Oh.
He had stuff that you're looking for, Coach Speak guy.
Oh, awesome.
I had to bust him on it, too, a couple of times.
Did you?
I mean, you can't bust him on it every single time, but specifically the running back one, because they just kind of have a mixture. They didn't have a 1,000-yard rusher last year, and Fowler got hurt, and that's one of the reasons in the mixed bag. And he went on for a minute and a half, and never threw out a kid's name, and I said, all right.
That's awesome. See, I'm going in. I'm going in to listen.
You've got to – you might want to write some stuff down.
I definitely do, because when we go on the road and the visiting guy usually comes and talks to you, you got to go total coach speak. You got to get – you just got to woo them with words for 2 minutes, and then they
– they're killing time. They just want to know – couple things about your team. The rest is just being nice.
Right, and everything after that, you're just trying to just draw it out. So, that's one of those that's just – I got to steal some of those lines. Did you watch Sunday Night Football? Did you watch the
– Some of it.
The Hall of Fame?
It was on. I was a little – I'm not going to lie. I crashed early Sunday after the weekend, but I watched some of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's I got exactly kind of what you expect. A couple of the new guys dropped passes or made mistakes, and then you had a couple of guys make big plays. Special teams were big a couple of times. There's not a lot of scoring, and nobody really cares. You?
No. Nope.
Okay. All right.
I was watching Sunday Night Baseball, and I you know, I'm a big guy. About September the 7th, let me know where the Browns are at in that debacle.
Man, I was looking at the Chiefs' schedule. Holy hell. Good luck. I mean, they play, I think it's the Texans on opening night, and then that they get the Thursday game with Denver, and then it's like the Packers and somebody else, and they got to go. One of their home games is the London thing. Chiefs. Yowza.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how good they are. They got some tough teams. Let's go to the Depp Hopper inbox here. We were talking about baseball, and Damon went on a little spiel at the beginning about how national media was saying baseball's not popular. This says, baseball is okay, but with so many games, it becomes boring. That's why football is king. Each week means so much to each team. Unless you're out of the playoffs after week one, like Raiders, Browns, Vikings.
Thank you.
What? What are you saying? What are you saying? Will you watch the American Legion World Series online?
Yes.
Out in Shelby, North Carolina.
Yes. For one reason only. Coach Geary is a great guy. Coach Geary is a great guy. Millard South, they do things the right way. I think if Coach Archer were here, he'd tell you the same exact thing. That's one of the more respected coaches in the state of Nebraska from a high school standpoint as well as a Legion standpoint. So I'll flip it on.
Does it do a collegiate coach a bit of good going to this? Because
not a Division II coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of those guys have already been seen and signed. And, you know, college is a very fickle game as far as, you know, recruiting. You know, I was down at the Husker camp and Coach Erstad was there and him and I were watching it together. And I was like, hey, where's Coach Silva at? Well, he's at the area code games in Long Beach, California, which means if you're an area code high school kid, you're not playing on your local high school team. You're throwing in front of, you know,
the next level.
Yeah. You're not pitching for your Papio South or, you know, these area code kids. They're not even really caring about what college coaches are there to see them. It's kind of one of those things. And so baseball is very interesting from a kind of across the board. It's very gotten very long. And what I mean by long is in all sports, and this is something that we talk about as a coaches, is how do you put it back in the box? Is, you know, we were looking at some 2016s, which means this year the kids that are going into their senior year. You know, and you talk to some of your coaching buddies, and they're already done with 16s and on to 17s. Mm. And I always laugh when a kid's like, when we call a kid, he's like, well, you know, I'm really thinking about Nebraska or Creighton. And I'm like, man, that's funny because I talk to those guys a lot, and they're done. Like, they're done already. And
I hate to tell you this.
I don't mean to be that guy. And you never say anything because, you know, you're just that. You know, but it's funny how fast the recruiting ladder has, how fast it has sped up and how long it's gotten from, you know, they're already at 16s, 17s. There's a showcase this weekend that I could have went to for 18s.
Hate it.
Yeah.
Hate it. That's where you're getting your specialization in a lot of sports. Millard South will play their first game. They play pool play. It's kind of like, it's a lot like the Little League World Series. There's two four-team pools. The top two teams will advance onto the semifinals and cross bracket, and then you could have the same two teams. It's not double elimination. It's play your three pool play games. There's one day off. In fact, Omaha Millard's going to know because they play the first 3 days. Their off day would be the fourth day, which is great if they go 3-0 or the 2-1 team that gets in. But they'll play Honolulu, Hawaii tomorrow night at 6:30 Central Time out in North Carolina. Then Oregon and New Jersey are also in their bracket. The other one is Connecticut, Michigan, South Carolina, and Louisiana. We want to thank all of our guests on today's show, including Nebraska Danger Coach Mike Davis re-signing for the 2016 season, Grand Island Coach Mike Tomlin, and Frankie Williams from Purdue. More Big Ten talk tomorrow. We'll also be talking high school football with Charlie Shoemaker at Hastings, and UNK head football coach Josh Lamerson will join us on our Loper Link tomorrow as they open up practice on Thursday. Anything else, Damon?
No, sir.
Okay, hit them straight.
Always try.
See you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.